his powerful niggardry at work here.
Welcome, champions, to episode 69 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik.
I command our black nigga soul back to the depths of hell.
We have an awesome show this week. Grain 43 is with us, and we're going to talk about his new server, which is going to blow your minds if you're a gamer.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by chimpout.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
Also, we're going to do Nick's in the News with Galaglide.
I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
Hey, Graham, how's it going?
Not bad.
Hey, Graham, this is Whitey. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. It's nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to speak to you. Let's see. It's about 8 o'clock at night over there in Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what are you doing tonight on this Friday night?
Just having a few beers and playing Minecraft.
Minecraft, one of the greatest games ever created. For the chimpers that have never heard of Minecraft, how would you describe it?
Well, it's like Lego for humans that are over the age of about 20.
It's like Legos for adults.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, like, do you just go around building stuff or what? What's the point?
You have to mine your building stuff, then you make your swords and that, then you go and fight the monsters at night.
Okay, wait a minute. So you have to go out and get, like, if you wanted to build a sword or, like, a weapon or a tool or something, you have to actually go out and get the wood and get the stone and get the iron and melt it down and all that?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work. I mean, what are these monsters like?
Well, you gotta watch for the creeper. Just, they love to sneak up behind you and just blow your ass up.
They sneak up behind you and blow themselves up?
Yeah.
Are they Muslims?
They actually love to sneak up behind you. I've had it 100 times at least. You think you're safe, then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah. So there's a monster in there. So they've got skeletons that shoot arrows at you, right? And then they've got these zombies that walk around and try to eat your brains. And then there's the creepers that sneak up behind you and blow themselves up. Is there like a big black monster that runs around?
Yeah.
There is? And what does it do?
It steals stuff?
What? All right, so it's big and black, and it sneaks around at night and steals your stuff.
Yeah. I love to call it a spinny.
And how do you kill the nigger monster? Is there a special weapon you have to use on a nigger monster? Because obviously a headshot won't work.
Yeah, I know. You have to aim for my dick.
You have to aim for the dick.
If you look in his eyes, it runs away.
Yeah, if you look him in the eyes, he runs away.
Yeah, then it comes behind you and it tries to medic you.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? They do.
Yeah, it does.
And they'll chase you around and try to medic you.
Yeah.
So Minecraft is a pretty realistic game then in that respect.
Yeah. Now, do they have liquor stores and stuff that these guys can hang out in front of? I've never played any of these video games, so I'm lost it when you're talking about this or that.
No, I've played Minecraft. It's a lot of fun. It's a really cool game. And you never see niggers on there ever in real life playing the game, do you?
It's too hard for niggers. And plus, it costs money.
There you go.
Niggers all spent it in the evening. They're 40 ounces of Old English and that.
Right, right. So, okay, here's what blows my mind about you, Graeme. You live in Scotland, right?
Yes.
You rarely see, I think you said the most niggers you ever saw at one time was six or nine or something?
Yeah.
In your whole life, that's the most you've ever seen. How is it that you hate niggers?
I had a friend in England, and I go and see him sometimes, and it's just such a horrible place for all the niggers living around them, and I went on my doors just to be sure. Because I don't want to stop at lights and the niggers try and rob me or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I was over in the UK in the early 90s, we'd go down to London on pub crawls. And I remember seeing a few niggers there and talking to them. And it totally blows you away seeing a nigger speak with a British accent. It was like seeing an alien. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. You're not supposed to talk like that.
Yeah. So the niggers in Scotland, do they speak with a Scottish accent?
Speak Jamaican.
Jamaican.
Oh.
Wagwan. That's what he wanted to see me the other day when I was in the city centre. He says, Wagwan, you buy this off me. He's trying to sell me some magazine.
Yeah.
The big issue.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they have this magazine in Britain and some of the countries like Kenya and South Africa. It's called The Big Issue.
The Big Issue.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I was talking to my dad the other day, and he said that some sheepin and his in the street where he lives, she's got gold teeth and she's always in the cell phone.
Yeah.
They do love them gold teeth.
Yeah.
I think that's not gold, it's just plaque.
It's just yellow nigger funky teeth.
Yeah. It's butter.
She's got the gold teeth, the big fat belly, and the cell phone. And she claims she's homeless, but how can she be homeless if she's like that? She's obviously got money somewhere.
Well, all the niggers around here play that too. They'll sit out there and beg, and they have cell phones.
It's yeah.
Like, come on, get real.
Gives me that.
That's right, gives me that.
Well, San Francisco was actually going to try to get millions of dollars in grants to give out laptops to all the homeless niggers.
What?
So that they could, yeah. Yeah, they were going to give out millions of dollars of laptops to the homeless niggers. So that they could look for a job.
More like look at porn.
Exactly.
Those laptops would last 1 minute and they would sell them for $5 or $10 and yeah. That's it. They wouldn't even know how to use it. What would a fucking homeless nigger use a laptop? That's just stupid. To get a job, never.
No, they would use it to look at porn or it'd be down at the local pawn shop by the end of the day.
Yep. And they wouldn't get squat for it because they'd have thousands of them in a day coming in with these brand new laptops. They'd probably get like $5 for it.
Yep.
Trade that in for crack.
Yeah. It's a waste of technology. Why would you give that sort of technology to a fucking Stone Age creature? It's stupid.
Yeah. Keep them with spears and rocks. That's all about all they're qualified to operate.
Wouldn't they? And they're gonna be a Mud Age creature.
Mud Age. Yeah, they're not even in the Stone Age. They're in the mud, mud age.
Mud huts.
Mud cookies. Mud dick. It's the mud age.
Mud shark.
Yeah, mud shark.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio. If you like what you hear and you want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Okay, a Minecraft server for humans only. It's not an official Chimp Out extension, but, I mean, chimpers are absolutely welcome to join, right?
Yeah, it's a fan server.
A Chimp Out fan server.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. And how do people log on to it?
It's called graham43.dyndns.org.
If someone has never played Minecraft, do you have to purchase the game, or do you just pay for the time while you're playing?
It's a one-off purchase.
You have to purchase it?
Yeah, it's a one-off.
Okay.
But it's only like, what, is it like 19 euros or something like that?
Yeah, 15 something.
Yeah, because I remember I bought it and it was like 21 US dollars or something.
Now, do you just download it online or do you got to go to like a software store and buy a CD?
Yeah, it's a digital download.
Oh, it's a digital download. Okay. Just for the people who've never played it, like myself.
Yeah, it's a cool game. It's basically a sandbox thing with no real story. It's just a 3D world made up of blocks, right? And then you can build stuff. And it's not just about building a castle or a house or whatever and surviving the monster attacks. You can do complex things like there's a certain power source, redstone, that you can do like circuits and have actual functioning machines and devise traps and really cool devices.
Oh, you can trap the niggers.
You can trap the niggers, yeah. And you can play player versus player, and you can have epic battles in this world, and it's pretty cool.
I find a mod, but it does not affect your install, but it's got stuff like steam engines, combustion engines, redstone engines.
Yeah.
And nuclear engines and that, and nuclear reactors have like qualities that dig yourself as long as you power them. That's just like 1/60th of the stuff there is.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing mod. So basically, this whole concept world is basically like a Lego world, has taken on properties of actual physics, and it's the game itself isn't even done being written. They're still upgrading it every week. So it's almost like this whole community, this whole game is growing as people get into it, and it changes what it can and can't do.
Okay.
So anyway, the purpose of having a server for humans only is it's a place where you can build stuff and make fun of niggers, right?
If somebody joins called Lakeisha or something, I just have to ban them in case it's a nigger.
Right.
Well, that goes without saying. Anybody signs up on Chimp Out with a name like Lakeisha, she automatically gets flushed.
Deshante.
Oh, yeah. So do niggers have nigger names over in Scotland?
Yeah.
Really?
I actually had the job, and it was in one of the number one customer service place, and I think this nigger, and his face looked like it was melting. I was all like when I seen it.
Hmm. They all look like that.
Yeah.
That's normal.
And I seen I was just trying to slam it. Yeah. Shit, the big, huge, fat ass.
Hmm.
I was just going home, right, and I opened the door, and I just couldn't. Before, I had to hold the door open for the sheepman because I didn't want it to touch me.
Right.
And it went back and went, look, look. So I don't know what. Of course, if one's coming at you, you don't want it to touch you in case you can't wash your grease off.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to make contact. You don't want to make contact with a nigger. Yeah.
Yeah,
they carry diseases.
Yeah, like Birdman used to say, they're walking petri dishes.
Yeah.
AIDS.
Wow. So I'm guessing that the niggers basically are just in the larger cities in Scotland, right?
Yeah, I was in Glasgow the other day and I seen about, there was actually about 17-year-old bucks hanging outside the modern art gallery. And I'm like, what are they doing there?
I don't know. Why would niggers be outside of a modern art gallery?
They were the blackest of the black, and I was like, with the scanny faces.
Yep. How did they get there?
I have no idea.
They're really lost.
Yeah.
They were probably out there begging for money.
Nobody needs niggers, no. They just send them all back to Africa.
Yeah, like the song says.
Yeah, and send all the humans from Africa to countries in the West.
Sure, trade them.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
My boss, no, he was from South Africa, but he was human.
Yeah.
And I asked him about it, he's like, oh, you don't let it know. He said there was all gang wars and everything.
Yeah.
I had a lot of respect for him since he knew what a proper chimpanzee was since he lived in South Africa.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen South Africa during the apartheid days. That would have been magical.
Hell yeah.
But look at, just opening the door to niggers and look what it's done. It's sick.
It's been, what, 20 years since the niggers took over?
About that, yeah.
Yep.
He was 34.
He was 34 when it happened?
Not when he left.
So he was probably old enough to remember it. Like he grew up during the apartheid era then as a kid.
Yeah, he said that it's a lovely place, but it's not anymore.
No, of course not. How could it be? Ruined. Absolutely ruined. It's just like in America when they build a brand new housing complex for niggers, you know, like a projects, and it's beautiful and it's state of the art and it's lovely. And they put all these millions of dollars into building free homes for niggers. 6 months later, it's a fucking dump.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, did you see that story they had? The niggers were complaining at some freebie housing they were living at that it smelled because they were missing a cap on a clean out, but these niggers wouldn't bother to put a clean out on it. They just cried for Whitey to come put the cap on because they were tired of smelling it.
Yeah, it was a sewer clean out, and it was just missing a PVC cap. That's it.
Yeah.
But instead of walking over there and capping it, because the niggers probably took the cap off in the first place, instead of fixing it or taking responsibility for it, they just let it go, and it got worse.
It was probably a brass cap, and they sold it for scrap.
Could be.
You know, they could have taped a freaking Home Depot plastic bag over the thing to keep the smell, but no, they're too goddamn lazy to even do that.
They could have taken a cinder block or something for weight and just put something on top of it, a garbage can lid, and just that would have helped.
A friend, one of my friends, and he lives in an apartment, right? Then a nigger moved in downstairs from him, and I'm like, you better get that nigger chucked out or move. And he's like, no, I'll just stay here. And the next week later, the whole place is in fire.
What?
Yeah, and my mate's in hospital with the inhalation of fumes.
Jeez. Because the nigger set the place on fire?
Yeah, I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Did he do it on accident, or was he cooking some chicken grease?
But the funny thing was, all the windows were smashed as well, so I think the nigger did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, it could be sometimes the fire department smashes windows for airflow.
Yeah, but the thing is, they were smashed, and the glass was on the outside.
Oh, so it was smashed from the inside?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I think it was just a chimp out inside.
Yep, that was it.
I told him to move, but he couldn't move. But then he gets put in hospital with the... He was sleeping at the time, and all the fumes come up and gassed him out.
Oh, now, are you talking about fumes from the fire or fumes from the nigger's body odor? Because those are worse.
It actually was the smoke.
Oh, okay. That's good.
It's probably a mixture of both.
It was the smoke from all the nigger's greasy belongings.
Yeah, they just burst into flames. I had some nigger tenants from Benton Harbor, Michigan, that were living at the nigger rental in Kalamazoo, and I kicked them out. And 6 months went past, whatever, and I saw them moved in two houses down from where I lived. I'm like, oh, no, those are those fucking niggers. And I wanted to call the landlord of that house two houses down and just warn the guy, but I couldn't find his number. I didn't know who owned it. Okay, within maybe 2 months, the niggers set that house on fire.
Nice.
I was gone at the time, but I found out later that while it was burning, the niggers were standing around watching it and eating cereal.
They don't care. They ain't out nothing.
No, they didn't care.
They just fucked Whitey over. That's a double bonus for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, if they get burnt out of their house, the Red Cross will come in and put them up in a hotel. You know, somebody will start giving them new belongings and gift cards and this and that. You know, it's like a shopping spree for them. They get a new place to live and all new shit.
Yeah. I worked with a nigger that his house burned down because his niece or something was 15 and she was pregnant and she was smoking while pregnant in the house. And she was putting the cigarettes out on the bed.
What?
And that's what burned the house down. Yeah.
Never had to ask her.
No. And he was one of those old school niggers. He was like in his 70s, so he was still, he had some sense of what's right and wrong. And he was pissed. It was his house.
Yeah, niggers don't respect anybody's property.
No.
Yeah. But if you ever see a nigger, a 20-year-old nigger is probably a grandmammy.
A 28-year-old nigger that's a grandmother, yeah. That's not surprising.
No, there was an actual story.
Yeah, 28.
There was a 28-year-old nigger bitch that was a grandmother. And you know she was on welfare for her kid. And now the kid is on welfare for its kid.
So do you think she gets two checks then?
Probably.
How? I mean, who's the dependent there? I mean, seriously. Because if you have an underage mom, I mean, do they get a check for their nigglet? Or does it go to the parent that's taking care of the child who's a parent?
I don't know how that works. I'm sure they have some special formula set up for niggers because of their fucked up family situations.
God, they're breeding like cockroaches.
Yeah.
I'd rather live with cockroaches. At least cockroaches won't rob you and rape you. And cockroaches are much cleaner.
That's true.
But they don't carry as many diseases.
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't eat as much either.
If we'd live, I thought it was like nigger free. Then all of a sudden, a Sheebring drives a big SUV around the corner and drives by. All I can do is hope she was just visiting, because we don't need no niggers around here.
Well, of course you don't. Who does?
Once a nigger moves in, you get the nigglers running around.
Yeah.
Stealing parts off the cars and all that.
Well, sure.
Yeah, it's not that all niggers are bad. It's just that 90% of them make the other 10% look bad.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is you get one nigger in a neighborhood, and his relatives and his friends come over, and they see shit they can steal, and that's when the neighborhood starts going to shit.
There's just no way. You can't rehabilitate a nigger. You can't give them sense. You can't give them honor. You can't give them any...
A job.
You can't give them a black eye or a fat lip, but... You can't. Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, you cannot. There's nothing you can do. It's ingrained in them genetically. You cannot change it. Even if you infuse them with human DNA, it still doesn't fix the problem. You've just got a light-skinned nigger.
Yep.
Humans are so nice, because across the road from me, I've got a Chinese family, and I tried to drive out one day, and my car got stuck in the snow because it was that bad. And the guy comes straight asking and pushes it back in the drive. I help, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, and that guy would just come out and laugh or something like that.
This one happened one time. My car was stuck, and two niggers were walking on the street, middle-aged niggers, a guy, sow and a buck, and they helped me. They pushed my car out. Well, no, they were just being nice, and they were like, yeah, you don't see that every day, especially around here, do you? And I was like, no, you don't. Yeah. And so I floored it, got out of there before they asked me for money.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they hit you up for $5?
They were going to. I mean, no nigger can do a selfless act intentionally, ever.
But I thought if a nigger touches a car, it might rust the paint away.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I've got paw prints on there. Why do you think that cop cars are the color they are? It's because that black streak on the side, that's where the niggers are supposed to put their hands when they're being frisked. See? It starts off as a white car, but it just turns black and white from the niggers touching it.
I'm lucky to have a car that's... I'm the second owner, and it's a human that owned it before.
Yeah, you got a really cool car. What is it?
It's a Honda Tiburon.
Oh, Tiburon.
Tiburon.
Okay, yeah. That means shark in Spanish.
Oh. You have them there?
Yeah, we have the Tiburon. It's a little SUV thingy.
It means a coupe. Yeah, they get usually a V6 automatic or something.
I don't know. Most cars in America are automatics.
Yeah, it's automatic. Love it. The best advice I could give somebody in America, if they could drive a stick, a nigger's less likely to rob your car off you. Because of it, hey, I can't be driving stick and shit.
Yeah, I used to work for a rental company, and we would have these U-Haul type rental trucks, you know, and the niggers would come in here, and they were all stick shifts, and the niggers would come in there, and I go, I can't drive no car with two brake pedals.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for real, that really happened. They didn't know what a clutch was. Yeah, you got two brake pedals.
Well, one's for the right foot, one's for the left.
That's what they thought. That's what they thought. They thought it was two brakes.
It's like a skid steer little bobcat.
The guys are so funny sometimes.
I think they were put on Earth to amuse us, and they just kind of overpopulated, and it's no longer funny.
They've got the strongest medic in the whole of any species.
The smallest medic?
The most. They've got the strongest libido.
Probably.
But the thing is, if a human woman, she's like, not got enough food in that, she can't have a kid. But a starving sow can breed like 6 kids without even having any food.
Yeah, how is that possible? They're starving, literally starving to death in Africa, but they're still giving live birth. How the fuck does that happen?
Because we're feeding them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the pigeon population, you know? You get a couple pigeons in a city, and people feed them, and then all of a sudden you've got 10 million pigeons flying around shitting everywhere.
I'm so glad niggers can't fly anymore. That would suck. I'm so glad we took that power away from them.
Yeah. It's a good thing we chop off their tails, because then they'd swing from lampposts.
Well, keep them off the streets, you know.
Yeah, but then you'd have niggers jumping down on you from above.
True.
You'd be like flying niggers.
Like in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
The flying monkeys.
That was a good...
Euphemism.
Euphemism, that's what I was looking for.
That sounds like a nigger name. Euphemism, come on over here and get ready for Thunder School.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Whitey. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, please visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
That was Grain 43. We're going to call Galagly in a minute, right after this. You take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run it through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. The fear of sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of my grease, smoke, and horse's breath is a virgin into sudden death.
This is The Spider, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Galagly is with us, and Galagly, I haven't talked to you in a long time. How's everything going?
As well as can be, you know, figured out, considering how bad the economy is now that it's all niggered up.
Yeah. Are you working these days, or?
Yeah, I still got my job. I work for Germans, and I get along great with them, and I've been told as long as that company exists, I have a job there.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Jawohl.
I've held that job nearly 20 years.
Well, that's terrific. We're really happy for you. And it's great that you got a chance to talk with us tonight, because we haven't talked to you in probably over a year, right?
Yeah, it's been about that.
Yeah.
Well, Galaglai got made a junior mod a while ago.
That's right.
He hasn't been on since then.
You know, I'm one of the cool nigger haters. Well, I've been talking to some guys about putting together another band. Some people I knew, the head of the band at the time our band was around, some 22 years ago.
Really?
It's been so long since I've done anything like that, though.
It'll come back to you, though. It'll be more fun now than it was back then.
Time to dust off the old white 1987 Gibson guitar and see if I can get my hand to work right again.
Yeah. What kind of music are you going to do?
It started out to be an experimental type of music. It turned out to be a bunch of really weird punk rock. And we put on probably the strangest stage show southeastern Central Ohio I've ever seen. We dressed up in aluminum foil cowboy costumes, things like that.
I just don't see you as a punk rocker, though.
Oh, I had the mohawk and everything back then.
No shit. I've never had a mohawk. I didn't have the balls to do it.
I had a white Gibson guitar back then. And would usually our stage shows, when we started out, would all dress up entirely in white, have a white background, white drum set, and would project stuff on us like we did back in the 60s.
Oh, cool.
Back when we were kind of an art rock type group. And as we kind of warped into a punk rock group, we started doing weird stuff like the aluminum foil cowboy costumes and all kinds of weird stuff. And it turned out a lot of people that came to see our shows weren't really coming for the music. They were just coming because they didn't know what the hell we were going to do next.
Well, that's great. That's kind of our motto on Chimp Out Radio, because not only do we not know what the hell we're going to do next, we don't know what the hell we're doing right now.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio. You're listening to the truth.
No separation from the things that count.
What's going on this week in the world of niggers?
We got a nigger teacher accused of carpet munching. A former high school and college basketball star was charged Friday with having a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old female student she met while substitute teaching at Freeport High School.
Wait, is it called Newport High School?
No, it's Freeport.
Oh, okay.
It was a combo of Freeman and Newport.
Okay. I wonder what their motto is. The Freeport niggers?
Freeport chuckers?
Freeport froze.
The Freeport froze.
Well, evidently this teacher was licking box on a younger black student. Grant, this is the licker teacher, was a star basketball player at Elmont Memorial High School who was named to the All-Long Island second team in 2005-06 as a senior. She later played for Loyola University in Maryland, where she was named most valuable player as a junior in 2008-2009. Police said Grant, who taught earth science and math, among other subjects. Now, what the hell nigger can teach math?
Maybe she's teaching trigonometry.
It's probably one of those math classes like you see the joke math problems. If Leroy got 3 hits of crack and 4 hoes, how much crack does he have to sell to make a profit with the 4 hoes?
Right.
I thought they invented math.
Well, we stole it from them, so they forgot it.
Yeah, Whitey stole the problems from them. Damn shame.
Wait. Why are we talking about niggers solving problems? They can't. Niggers are the problem.
Yeah, they create the problems.
They solve a lot of problems and they shoot each other.
That's true.
Anyway, so they met while in school and they started interacting while in school, Nassau Detective Sergeant Carlo Malteppi said. Police said there were several liaisons between Grant and the student starting last November and continuing until February. The teen's family became suspicious when they found a photo of the teen with Grant and questioned the girl about it on Wednesday. The next day, the mother and a family member went to the police. The school district said Grant had passed all background checks in compliance with state law and had no prior criminal record. She began working as a substitute teacher a year ago. So they let this rug munching nigger criminal into high school to molest young kids. I mean, granted, it was another nigger, and that's normal for them, but
I don't get it. So they found a picture of the team. The daughter had a picture of the team, and that's how they figured out that they were dykes.
No, the daughter had a picture of the teacher.
Oh, the teacher.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird. Oh, well.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
Eh, there's yet more nigger riots over Nikes in Florida.
I remember the first time I saw those nigger shoes, I went to the store looking for a new pair of shoes. For many years, I had worn black high-top Reeboks. I wore them all through high school. You remember those?
Yeah.
And I went in there looking for them, and all they had were these nigger elf shoes. I mean, they were like purple and orange. And I asked them if they had any normal shoes anymore, and they asked me, what do you mean normal shoes? I mean, like just plain black high-top Reeboks. They said, oh, we didn't carry those anymore. The market just isn't there for them. I just left. I've been wearing, like, either combat boots or Goldwing hiking shoes ever since.
Yeah, I don't know why they're so obsessed with these purple and orange and lime green shoes. I mean, they look ridiculous.
You know, they'd probably work good if they got jobs as circus monkeys.
Well, you remember the nigger that pulled the crack out of his brother's ass and ate it?
Oh, the one that was made good?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were in the back of a cop car, and the older nigger said, hey, eat this here crack out of my asshole, and he did, and he died.
Yeah, well, this guy didn't quite get that far. They pulled him over for something and pulled 23 crack rocks out of his mouth after they tased him 3 times.
Holy shit. 23 crack rocks. What the fuck? How would you pull that off if you had that much shit in your mouth and you got pulled over?
Well, he didn't. That's the problem.
If he had lips the size of a canoe, it wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, he didn't get away with it because Ambridge police say that Frank Lee Turner, 56, was mumbling with a fat lower lip after a vehicle he was a passenger in was stopped.
What's the problem, officer?
Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's probably not the crack that was doing it. It's just his normal nigger speak.
Yeah, he probably almost got away with that.
Playing with a fat lower lip, what would be unusual about that?
I don't
know. These cops are psychic.
Maybe it was a cop new to the nigger area. I mean, how big is a crack rock? What is it, you know, size of a pencil eraser or something?
Yeah, maybe a little bit bigger, I think. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, unfortunately, he didn't swallow it and die, because while speaking with the driver of the vehicle, Turner got out of the truck, according to the police report, and was asked to return just before a struggle ensued. So he got violent with the officers. Not complying to the officers' orders, Turner was hit with a stun gun, causing a single piece of wrapped crack cocaine come out of his mouth.
So they tased him and then a crack rock shot out?
Yeah, he spit out one crack rock.
He probably didn't even feel the tase, really, if he was on that much crack.
Yeah. And then after hitting an officer over the head, knocking off his hat and sunglasses in the process, police say they used a taser on him once more. So he got tased twice. This action caused him to spit 2 more pieces of the drug from his mouth before he attempted to swallow the rest. So now they know something was up. They hit this nigger a third time with a taser, and 19 more pieces of crack came out.
Holy crap. He's like a pinata.
I wonder what you would have got if you hit him with a billy club. They're just lucky he didn't spit out jankum, too.
Ugh.
Well, he probably did. They just didn't notice.
That's true. Well, here's a good comment, though. Blue-eyed Mick says, "Dem nigger lips be paying out like the world's worst slot machine."
Well, maybe his gold cap teeth help conduct the electricity and, you know, supercharged him.
Like a nigger superhero, crack man.
That and all the gold chains he was wearing on his neck. And Liver Lipper says, "Don't they usually store that shit in their ass?" I guess in the heat of the moment, the nigger became confused.
you know, crack lace with Senko would probably be pretty dangerous.
I wish we could get a video on this nigger getting lit up three times, though. We could just loop it and play it over and over and over and over.
Where is possible to put enough electricity through a nigger it makes their hair turn straight?
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stupnig.
And you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not.
That's it for this week. Special thanks goes out to Gallo for doing the news with us, and also to Grain 43 for stopping by and sharing his Minecraft server with us. If you would like to join the Minecraft server, you need to private message Grain 43 through the Chimp Out forums to get on the whitelist to join the Minecraft server. If you have any questions about Minecraft, how to get it, how it works, if you need a tutorial or some help, contact either Grain or myself, DJ Stupnik, on the forums, and we will do our best to help you out. Everything on the Minecraft server is protected by frequent backups. In case we get griefed or if any niggers or libtards or whatever go in there and start destroying our things, it will be restored. Nothing to worry about there, chimpers. So it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of chimpers have already joined and have built some amazing structures. You have to go there and see the KFC Temple. It'll blow your mind. Also, say hi to Grain while you're on there. And be sure to tune in 2 weeks from today, because episode 70 is going to be incredible. We've got two special nigger guests that we're going to have fun with. You've seen them all over the internet. We're not going to give their identity away until the next episode, but they've never been interviewed by humans until now. So don't forget to check that out 2 Sundays from today. And until then, be proud of yourselves and don't take any shit from any fucking niggers.